In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's been said that God was willing to risk the fall, but it goes beyond that. In our ordinary, everyday way of understanding things, we would think, well, why didn't he create human beings so that they didn't fall? It has to do with the way God intended for human beings to be. God had in his intention, when he created human beings, that we be what we see in Christ. We call Jesus Christ the new Adam, but he is really the first man who is as God created man to be. And as Orthodox, when we think of the fall of Adam and Eve, we think of those who were created spiritually young, spiritually immature, not yet tested, and we don't think nearly as badly of them among the Orthodox Eastern Christian churches as Adam and Eve are thought of in the West. The teaching in the West is that God created them perfect, and even though they were perfect, they disobeyed his law, and they chose to do what he told them not to do. Our understanding is that God created us in order to be like him. And the first one, the first human being who is like him is Jesus Christ. Christ is everything that God intended when he created Adam and Eve. And he was willing to work with his creation, with flesh and blood, with our ability to freely choose, because freedom is essential to what God had in mind. If we were going to be like God, then we were going to have the freedom to choose to love, because love cannot be forced. God is love, and we are meant to be like God. So if we are going to love with the love that God loves with, if our love is going to be like his, then we have to be free. He created us to be as he is in his humility, because God is humble. He doesn't lord it over his creation. He doesn't use force. He doesn't control. He works with his creation. He works with the beings that he created, the human beings that he created. It's the only way that we can be fully human, by working with him. It's when we turn away from his desire to work with us and finish molding us as he intends for us to be, that's when we turn away. That's when we fall and imitate Adam and Eve. In spite of all the things that God has done to make it possible to share in the humanity, the perfect humanity of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, born into our flesh, in order to reveal to us who we are meant to be, what we are meant to be like. We are meant to be like God through our humanity. And in Christ we see our perfect humanity revealed. So all of these things are things that God intended from the beginning to be part of our humanity. It's a matter of what he wanted to include. He could have created us to be perfect machines, never doing anything that was wrong, but in order to include all of these things, to be like him in his humility, in his divine way of loving, and in his freedom to love. If we were going to be all of those things, then he had to look to the finished outcome of the creation of mankind. And that means Jesus the Christ. Now this man who was born blind, Jesus was asked the question, who sinned, this man or his father, that he was born blind? And Jesus said, neither one. This man was born blind so that the glory of God might be manifest in him, made manifest in this man. This man was born without eyes, born blind, That's what it means. It's not that he was born and he had eyes and something happened to them. They were damaged and so he couldn't see. He was born unable to see. He was not finished. Jesus has just told the Pharisees in answer to another question that they had asked about Abraham. Are you greater than Abraham? He told them, before Abraham was, I am. I am. What only God can say of himself. And they picked up stones to stone him to death because he had said that he was the Son of God. And now, Jesus reaches down and takes the dust of the earth, moistens it by spitting on it from his own mouth, makes clay, and creates this man's eyes on the spot. He is acting as God acts, as only God can act. He is creating this man's eyes as he created human beings in the beginning. The Son of God participating with the Father, the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created this world. And this is the incarnate Son of God. And he is acting as God. He tells them, I do the things that my Father does. I do the same things that my Father does. He is saying, I am able to do the things that only God can do because I am God. I am the Son of God. Come into this world, creating this man's eyes that had not existed before. And the Jews understand the claim that is made when they find that this man who was born blind can see. There's a lot that the Jews seem to understand that we don't seem to understand when we read the scriptures. They know exactly what it means that this man is claiming that Jesus created eyes for him that had not existed because he was born blind. The degree of the claim that's being made is clear to the Jews. It's blasphemous, except that that's what he did, except that that's who he is. Now we are born with hearts that long for God and yet are caught up in the world. We look at the world around us, the world is broken, and we seek God by trying to satisfy ourselves by way of the world. We create a heart for ourselves. We create our own heart out of the way we grow up and the way we develop, the way we make efforts to make our lives secure, the way we make efforts to gain the attention of other people and gain the respect of others. We develop an identity that is fixed on this self-created heart. And that heart, if God is going to heal us, must be broken, must be destroyed. The comparison between this and the man who was born blind is this. Our problem is not just that we need a minor operation to fix something that is wrong with the heart that we have and to make it function the way we intend for our hearts to function. Because that way of functioning doesn't include God. The man who was born blind had never seen the world and loved it without God in it. He had never longed for the world without the presence of God because he saw it and brought that image into his heart. He was a man who was born physically humble. He was a man who was born physically dependent on others, dependent ultimately on God. He was unable to make his heart into the kind of self-reliant, self-dependent, and self-loving heart that we create for ourselves. He was not finished. And God completed his creation. That's what Jesus was doing with him. And that's what he needs to do with us as well. But if he's going to do that, our heart that we have created can't be healed. It needs to be broken. And as the priest prays every week to God, during the divine liturgy. Create in me a new heart. Create a heart. Not the heart that I have, that there is some shortcoming. While I have committed a sin and I come to confession and I ask that that sin be forgiven, and change my heart so that I don't do this sin. So this heart that I have created and depend on and that I love won't do this sin. Restore to me the heart that I love instead of loving you. We should be asking, create in me a new heart. Create in me a clean heart. God won't heal us in the sense that he will make us whole without him. It's not possible. There is no such being. This is what we have to realize about our healing as we come closer and closer to the end of the Paschal season. And we consider what it means that God has died on the cross, destroyed the power of death, so that we don't have to be dragged down in our life into a way of living without God, depending on ourselves, but crying out to him for small mercies, little things that might help us to function more efficiently without him. Jesus says that he is doing the things that only God can do. He is doing them during the day, he says. I must work while it is day, because the time is coming when it will be dark, and no one can work in the dark. The Blessed Theophylact explains to us that what Jesus is saying is this: the time of the day is the time of this life. During the time of this life that he is living in the world, he must do the works of the Father, the same things that the Father does, that only the Father can do. Creating eyes in a man who was born without eyes. Only God can do that. So that people might see and believe that he is who he is. That people might believe on him. Believe on him in the sense that they would abandon their life in the world and they would begin to initiate that process of the rejection of the world and living from God's own divinity as we were created to live, and giving up the project of trying somehow to get God to make us able to be independent of him so that we can live without him. Once people have seen that he is God, they will hopefully give up that project, turn their backs on their following of the enemy of God, Satan, give up that project and believe on him. And not just by having the knowledge that he is who he is, believing on him means living a life filled with doing the works that he does. As Jesus Christ does the works of his Father, we do the works of Jesus Christ, so that he becomes our spiritual father. He becomes our true Adam. And for us, the day is the time of our life. This time of our life is the time during which we are going to either come to believe that we cannot live independently of God, but that we can only live by way of the life that is given to us by God through Christ, have that new heart created within us, or by the time we die, the night will fall, it will be too late. Theophylact's point is that after death, the time during which life could have convinced us that we needed to believe in God rather than ourselves will have come to an end. So we need to end this fight, this effort to reject God, this effort to live independently of God and simply turn to him for his help to enable us to live without him. Just tweak my heart a little bit, you know, but leave the same heart the way it is, because I want to leave confession and go out into the world and live as myself. Live with freedom from you. Do me this favor. Make me independent of you. I see that there is something wrong when I come to confession because of it, and I confess this sin. Forgive this sin, heal it, fix it, and make it possible for me to go out into the world and be a good person without you. without humility, keeping my pride, loving you in a selfish kind of way, as though you are the one who helps me. You are my servant in order to enable me to make a big show of myself in the world and have other people admire me. I'm not doing so well in that project, so help me out with it. That heart that understands life in that way, that is the heart that must be broken. And it will be broken. It will be broken over and over again. The question is, will we go to God and ask for that broken heart to be healed and returned to us just as it was before? Or will we come to him and bring to him a broken heart and ask him, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a new heart. Give me what I was born not already having. Like the man who was born without eyes, needed to have God himself give him eyes. All of us are in a similar condition because all of us need to have a new heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.